Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Welcome, all you drunkomaniacs. It is I, the voice, and joining me for a very, very special episode of Drunken Lullabies, we've got a fine selection of gentlemen, if I do say so myself. This is part of the Fakakta Comedy Funhouse one-year anniversary podcast marathon. We are here at IBWIP Studios.
We got some good-ass cake.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
You can't hear me?
Well, we have your mic turned down a little more.
I was going to say, I was staying away from the mic, because usually I'm very loud.
Yeah, we planned ahead. So, joining me, as most of the time, is Beer Mansky. Welcome, Blake. Finish your cake.
I have great cake.
Okay.
He's very excited about that cake.
That's a fun fact. We have a one-year happy birthday cake that we took some photos with that we will post
on the page. That's a rainbow on it.
It does.
We did that
my
kind
of cake.
Yes, speaking of rainbows. So we'll get right into it. Joining us are the hosts of another show on the network. I'm talking about the Low Blow podcast. Joining us for the first time to see exactly what Drunken Lullabies is all about, Mr. Dave.
Hello. Thank you.
Yeah, we don't have fake sound effects.
No, we don't.
So, no, that's cool.
Yeah. All right.
I don't require studio audience. It's fine.
Okay.
I do.
And
he wishes.
The other voice, he's been on the show before. The last time we did a marathon, I am referring to Adam. Welcome.
Woo. I am so happy to be back.
Yes. He makes the trip down just to get drunk.
I
with
do.
Us.
That's true very, story. Very true.
And making another return appearance, none other than Brewmaster Brian from White Oak.
Woo.
Thank you for making the trip.
And thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Just got in here and ready to get this thing going.
Awesome. You Dothraki looking motherfucker.
his beard makes your beard look like a pussy.
It does.
How do you think I feel?
That really doesn't help me because I freaking look like Khaleesi right now.
I'm the only one without a beard.
Moon and stars.
Mm-hmm.
Your guys' three beards combined wouldn't even equal his.
By our beards combined.
Yes.
Well, just saying.
Like Voltron. We'll combine the beards.
I was going Captain Planet, but also good.
All right.
I lose regardless. It's all like glue on.
I can grow a really creepy mustache.
You can, I've seen it.
I'm good at that.
Yeah.
Well, I can make that happen. It's
as wispy. With every episode, the drinking game is in effect for all you drunkomaniacs out there. Buy the shirt.
I will.
Cheap plug. So anytime somebody swears, anytime somebody does an audible expulsion of gas, anytime somebody makes a pop culture reference or does an impression.
My wife.
And anytime somebody says the word of the day, you take a drink. And this is just for the listeners at home. This isn't for us. We're drinking enough on our own.
Yeah.
And the word of the day, marathon.
All right.
Shout out to Mark Dark, our buddy Mark from 999, because with drinking, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Words to live by. We have another show to do later tonight, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
All right, well, we did one drinking game. Let's play another. It's time to play a little Spin the Bottle.
No.
Beer Max is fired up, so come on, drink it all night long. Slam it, girl. 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 Where's the marching band at? Pound that beer.
All right, that was a little Mac Lethal, and this is a little Goose Island Calm Rattler.
Talk about a lethal beer. This is gonna fuck someone up.
3%.
Oh, shit.
All right, and it's a wheat ale with natural cucumber, lime, and mint flavors.
And that's where it loses me.
Yep. And unfortunately for you, you're the one drinking.
You're the one drinking.
So pour that in your glass there, our nice red Solo cups that we're drinking out of this episode. And I will get we'll get some video going here.
Just don't chug slower than Dustin. That would be very embarrassing.
I don't chug beer.
You don't drug?
I don't drug?
You don't drug up. Beer?
All right, do
I know
it.
Some women who would say otherwise. Oh, here we go.
He's going. He's going.
I think he's going to beat Dustin. Let's see here. It's pretty close. Like, old Dustin,
oh,
that
God.
Definitely beats
yeah,
him.
Right? Yeah.
Dude, you're a dick.
That's been sitting in my fridge for
man,
a while.
No.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Just... Oh, man, no.
Fuck Blake, man.
This was just a good way to get rid of it. Tastes like pickles, right?
It tastes like a really shitty old cucumber.
Yeah.
And I actually enjoy old cucumbers, so it's weird.
That's well, a random thing to enjoy.
That
like to just know you enjoy old cucumbers.
There's so many inappropriate things that I could say about you right now,
thank
Adam.
You.
But I'm going to...
We're maybe... amongst new friends? Question mark?
Well, we're going to drink something to get that taste out of your mouth. This is a very colorful looking beer here. This is called Holloway. And it's made by Pipeworks in collaboration with Old Irving Brewing Company.
These are the guys, literally, they opened 2.5 blocks from my apartment.
Yep, and that's why I picked it.
And if my mom decided not to go to Doctor Strange last night, we would have a whole growler of a special brew that I was too poor to get.
I've always hated your fucking mom.
Hey. Mom was a nice lady.
She's a saint.
Well, she.
But
she
you guys are
the growler, and I can't stand her.
Oh
no! Here, I brought my own glass. Look at that.
But in all honesty, if you guys want to come out and hang out and drink and go to Old Irving, I literally live around the corner, so we can hang out.
I don't hate your mom. Can we clarify that?
I'm sure. Kidding. You know, she's a super lady.
I bet she's awesome.
She's nice.
I can just
sometimes.
Tell. Sometimes.
So the color on this,
yeah,
it looks like a wine cooler. It's very pink. It's a Berliner style Weiss ale brewed with herbal tea.
Oh, I didn't realize it was a Berliner. I was thinking, I just assumed because
it was
like Pipeworks.
That's what that smell is.
It was like an IPA.
It's 4.5%, so I figured, you know, we'd kind of ease into things.
From three to four and a half. Oh, man.
Holloway is a collaboration with Old Irving Brewing right down the road. From Adam, as we previously discussed. It does not say that on the bottle. A new talented team of travelers on the path to delicious beer. Together, we brewed this Berliner Weiss and added a beautifully balanced tea blend from Rare Tea Cellar. This beer has arrived at the intersection of floral and tart.
It tastes like I'm drinking something out of Teavana, which
is
delicious.
I was just going to say that...
Yeah.
Is literally the tea company that we use at my cafe. I was
is
like,
it?
This smells so fucking familiar.
It's taint.
No. That smells a little bit more gamey. it's a Summer Garland herbal tea. Sad that I know this, but it literally smells and tastes exactly the same.
Yeah,
Summer
tasty.
Garland herbal tea.
I could drink this like...
I love a good Summer Garland herbal tea.
On a patio in the summer. I could.
Amongst some garlands.
Now, is it true that
Judy Garland?
Is it true that Julius Irving helped to start this brewing company?
Dr. J.
Yeah.
Basketball legend, Dr.
I don't know if he started.
That was a round of rebound involved in that, too.
Yeah.
Might have been.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been.
But I can tell you, Old Irving Park is named for the man who wrote Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, Julius Irving. Dr. J. Yeah. Yeah, Dr. J.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Ichabod Crane.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it looks like kind of a Sleepy Hollow
way. A little bit. Yep.
You know, on
the
bottle.
That's a cool label.
Yeah.
I actually like this a lot because, like, some Berliners are, like, really, really, really sour sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, it's not super sour. It's like a good balance.
Like they said, it's the intersection of floral and tart.
Yeah. It's got enough tart, but where it doesn't, like, make my asshole pucker. So I like that.
Yeah. That's a good. It's a good feeling.
Give it time.
Oh man, I better watch myself.
You better. You got that boyish good looks.
Oh man. Oh shit.
Now his wife is directly behind you.
Hi.
That's not gonna stop him.
I may sexually harass your husband.
I truly didn't hear what you said. I'm into that.
Yes.
That's a green light, Blake.
I got the green light to get right. Do what you need to do. Oh, yeah.
Getting it in. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Giggity.
All right. So, Brian, have you made a Berliner?
No, we haven't really gone in and done this style. We've made a Flanders Red, which is more traditional barrel-aged.
I have one at home.
Yeah, long-style sour. We haven't really gotten into any of the lighter sours, but as the next season comes along and it gets warmer, that's something that really sounds like something that'd be fun to get into. Yeah, because this would be great, like you said, on a balcony, sipping on a bunch of these, especially if I was super hungover.
Yeah, I mean, no shit. Or even if you're doing like a little cookout, like in the alley, because I don't have a backyard, but we'll randomly.
You gotta watch out for the rats if you're having a cookout.
We
in
don't
an
have
alley
rats.
Chicago.
It's cool.
I've seen them.
There's just alley cats all over my neighborhood. There
alley
are
cats,
no rats,
aka alley
like,
rats.
Cats. But periodically we'll roll up and throw down. My cousin has a station wagon, so we'll put down the bed and we'll pull out the grill. We'll just put everything and just sit and relax. And usually it's really cheap beer because we're poor. But this would go perfect just sitting and drinking beer in an alley. I'm good with that.
So if you like drinking beers in alleys, pick up some Pipeworks, Holloway, whatever it is.
On a nice summer afternoon.
With alley cats and
hookers.
This
is a very specific situation. So somebody has to be in an alley in the summer grilling out of the back of a station wagon to drink this beer.
Well, and looking for something floral.
And looking for something floral.
This is literally making me just
think. Why would you be looking for anything else?
This is the beer.
What else do you do in the summer?
This is the beer you drink with Cousin Eddie from National Lampoon.
Yes. Shitter is like, full. Or it was full.
Was full.
It's not full anymore.
Shitter's full.
It's not full.
Seriously. I'm going to go to the dam so I can get some damn bait. Oh, man, get some damn fishing.
We're going to drink some.
We're taking a large leap.
Yeah,
from,
the sound effects are shit. The sound of pouring into a solo cup is not
which
good.
Which sounded like the faint sound of someone pissing in the distance.
So
in an
we
alley.
Were easing into things. We went from
which
a 3
go great with this beer.
To a 4.5. Now we're going to 12.
There we go.
Well, there you,
you know, why not?
There we go.
We're taking the training wheels off.
We have a show after this, just remember.
Okay. We have a show as well, but not directly.
Yeah, ours is directly after.
We have lots of time to drink till our next show.
Yes, this is from Clown Shoes. Blake brought this one.
Fucking Clown Shoes.
Bottled on May 12th of 2015. So it's old, so that means it probably won't taste good.
Ooh.
It's a Pierre Ferrano Billionaire. It's an English-style barley wine, which I thought might go well with something that Brewmaster Brian brought. So take a hit, pass it around.
Take a hit.
I think it's aged, what is it, like 6 months in a...
So it's
like
probably dropped off a little 30 bit.
30-year-old cognac barrels or something.
So I have a legit, like, honest-to-God question. I love beer and I love drinking, but I'm not that... I don't drink as often as most people I know.
Oh, Dave's face.
So
priceless right
how
now.
Long can I actually keep a decent beer in the fridge before it actually goes bad? Because I've had a can of High Life in the fridge for like 2 years.
High
very,
Life?
It's very dependent
or
on
high
style.
Life.
High Life.
Oh, okay.
But it depends on like a good IPA. Which is what
IPA
I
is sooner
to
drink is
yeah,
fresh as
fresher
possible.
The better.
Yeah. The fresher the bit.
It's really stouts and barley wines are about
like, yeah,
well and sours I guess are like wilds you can age like some of those but
they can get funkier over time. So some distilled beers are good but the IPAs you don't want to age.
Yeah, this
those.
Was aged for 6 months in 30-year-old cognac barrels we got from friends at Pierre France.
Depending on how that was treated too that may have cellared out nicely that may be better than it was than
actually
that was kind of my thinking. I bought two
it probably was a lot hotter.
It's a lot smoother than
fresh.
I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it I can already tell that I like it more than when I had it because I purposely bought two bottles and I keep like all my beer just doesn't see and it just sits covered in my basement, which is typically in I don't know.
Like, should I keep it in the like always keep it cold though, right?
You like, don't have to. I mean, you want it to be like cool, like in my basement. It's probably when it's sitting there on the floor, it's like maybe like low 60s. I mean, ideally a little colder, but
I keep my fridge at like 32.
Oh, okay.
All the
it's definitely
time.
Fine in the fridge.
Okay. All mean, that's day,
awesome.
Day?
All day, every day.
Okay. There's a little description here. It says, what could be more distinguished than our director of operations, Matt Smith, the 11th
doctor?
This is cool.
I don't know what just happened.
That was the Doctor Who thing.
Yep.
Oh, sorry. Really? I haven't seen it. I'm not cool.
I think we did that last time, too. We did have a Doctor Who reference.
Without Dave, I don't like Doctor Who, for the record.
Really? Good on you, Dave.
That's what I'm here for.
Is
nerd
this
culture.
Show on TV still? Or is
yes, it's been on for 50 years.
Oh, it's a BBC. Well, I know there's old Doctor Who, but like the newer. I mean, I'm sure there was a break.
We gotta wait for Christmas. It's been in syndication. That's when it comes back.
The Christmas episode.
So like, I can't watch it on Netflix or anything.
No. Well, you used to be able to, and then they.
I think it's on Hulu.
So basically, I just need to borrow them all from Destin if I want to watch.
Yes.
Okay.
The next time I come out here, it's going to be specifically for just this show, so I can hang out in your studio.
Oh, okay.
Because I've seen photos of it, and oh my god,
it's a sight to behold.
Everywhere.
We don't like cum on the walls, though.
It's just like a joy gasm, not actual yourself. Gasm.
Speak for yourself.
All right, so what could be more distinguished than the 11th Doctor gracing a billion-dollar bill with a smirk and a neck beard? You, with this rich beer in your belly. The Billionaire is an English-style barley wine ale aged for 6 months in 30-year cognac barrels, which Beer Mansky just mentioned, and they got it from their friends at Pierre Ferrand. I just wanted to say Ferdinand, the bull. So here's to rare beer wishes and caviar dreams.
Yeah.
There's more left. Who wants some?
Nope.
I would if I didn't have three more to go.
Okay. So.
But I can drink this a lot, actually.
Now, Dave, what are your beer predilections? Like, what do you tend to go for?
Yes.
Wine coolers.
Ew. All right. I am not that gay, for God's sakes. Yes, I take it up the ass, Adam. But God.
I've seen you drink a Zima.
How can you be not that gay? Hey, do you want to know something awesome that I learned recently? No, so my...
I've just derailed your show.
My buddy, yeah, it's about to get super fucking derailed. My buddy recently introduced me to the awesomeness that is like Craigslist. Like the men seeking men.
Oh, God.
It's called Blake's List.
You missed the end of it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. But all this terminology, because he knows it, and he was teaching me all this shit, and I was dying. There's words like sissy clit.
Yep.
And power bottom.
You clearly have never listened to an episode of Low Blow.
I'm sorry.
I think my mom knows what a power bottom is.
I don't know.
My aunt, who's a nun, knows what a power bottom is.
Dude, he was spouting up. It's funny, too, because if you meet my buddy, he's like this big, like 350 pounds.
It's called
like,
a bear.
Just giant dude. Yeah, he would be a bear. But he's not a gay
dude.
You're a
wombat.
I'm like, why do you know all this? He's like, dude, I'll just look at this shit on Craigslist for hours. It's fucking hilarious. Great. I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, look at this picture. And there was a picture of this dude in like pantyhose just like pitching a tent. You could like clearly see some dog.
That's called a sissy.
Yes. Oh my God, dude. I was dying though. There's just, it's a whole new world.
Back to the original topic.
Whatever was happening.
I do enjoy an IPA. I tend to go for stouts in general.
So you were going to transition from ass sex to IPA to
yes.
stouts? That was like
I went back to the original topic after he decided to queer it up.
Much.
I tend to go for heavier stouts. I like more chocolatey kind of coffee flavors.
So you and Blake are going to end up together tonight.
Yeah.
We like them thick and dark.
I don't.
That was a very decisive yes.
I mean.
You and Jason got something in common there?
The Black Magnate?
Yes.
I can enjoy just about any beer as long as it's not, you know, funky as fuck.
See, yeah, sometimes funky is good, though.
No.
You get a nice Dree Fontaine, Old Goose.
Yeah.
Nice and funky. Oh.
You like them funky, Brian?
Oh, yeah. I like all styles.
See, I mean, we're sponsored by Distill. So, you know we likes it funky.
That's right.
Because they're all about those funky, funky sours and spontaneous fermentation. And they got some tasty stouts and heavy beers, which we will probably be drinking on the second show. So, if you hang around, you're not going to be on
all
the show,
these wax bottles that White Oak Brian brought because I'm getting a raging clue right now.
If you know waxes on it, that's how you know it's good.
Well, I see some wax. I'm assuming they're probably some stronger,
well, we have,
pretty good stuff.
Folks, we have wax on wax on wax.
I know. Trust me.
We got triple wax. And we're going to take a minute here before we dip into the wax. And what was that?
I burped. I never burped.
Oh, okay.
That was very impressive for me.
Yeah,
that's about as big as it gets for
fart.
Me. I do that.
And we're in the studio.
I ate jalapenos for breakfast, trying to rear something up. I had a 2-egg John Wayne breakfast.
That's
and
fantastic.
Nothing's going on.
I had McDonald's, so at some point we're all screwed.
Yeah. And this is
it's a
nice studio, but the air doesn't circulate.
I really wish I had some funk.
The audible expulsions of gas could pose a problem if one of us falls. We have other people that can jump in and take the place.
Wow, that'd be very bad if someone died.
I just meant passed out, but the other part of our show is music. We don't just do beer. We've got music, and we have
Prove it then. Play some music.
Hold your horses, fella. We've got a special treat because not only are we going to play some music, we're going to talk to one of the guys from our band of the week. Hmm. So without further ado...
Is he here?
He will be via technology. Via the telephone here.
Wow.
And now we are going to talk to Zach from Relevant Elephants. All right, joining us via telephone because we don't have it in the budget to fly him out here to drink the beer with us. Zach from Relevant Elephants, thank you for joining us on Drunken Lullabies.
Hey, glad to be here, man.
Do you have a beer with you?
Yeah, actually, I do have a beer with me. Right now, I got the Sierra Nevada Hop Hunter.
Hell yeah. Nice. There we go. Hophead?
Yep.
Perfect. You're my kind of guy, Zach. I dig it. Now, I just found out when we were discussing when we were going to call, I thought you were from Boston, but you told me you recently relocated.
That is true. We were actually in Boston for the last 4 years. But a couple of months ago, back in mid-September, we actually picked up and moved out to Los Angeles here.
What made you do that?
Pretty much a new change of scenery, new change of pace. You know, we want to try to make the next step forward and, you know, have our music get out on a larger scale. And as much as we love Boston, it wasn't really the place to be at the time. A lot of venues were shutting down there. There's a lot working against us, and... we were actually doing very well in Los Angeles, too, in terms of, like, album sales, people listening to us, and things like that. So, and we also have a lot of friends here that are producers, PR people, managers, whatever. So, like, the support group here is stronger. There's just a lot of things that just made more sense being here than remaining in Boston for the time being.
Okay, cool. So, we're having you on. I really enjoy your new album. And would you like to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, for sure. The album is called Paper Walls. We released it back in April 29th of this year. It's a collection of songs, really, that we've been working on for quite a while. Like Drew, some of them are songs Drew already had prepared, some are that I already had ready to go that the two of us worked out. We did have a couple of on there that, you know, we started fresh, you know, with all of us together. But yeah, it was just it took us about a year and a half, I think, to make it. It definitely took a lot of work, a lot of money, a lot more stress than we realized, I think, would happen going into it. But definitely was worth it. It got picked up on Spotify, got put on an official Spotify playlist.
That's actually how I found you guys. It works out for a lot of the up and coming indie bands that Spotify has been really cool about featuring. You know, bands like you guys, because a lot of people, you know, they talk about it, it's killing the music industry because it's streaming and people aren't buying the albums and this and that. But for people like me, it just makes me buy more music because I enjoy supporting the artists that I listen to. So it's a double-sided coin. But yeah, thanks to those kind of streaming services, that's where we find a lot of our bands of the week. And so thanks, Spotify, for promoting Relevant Elephants. Otherwise, we would not be talking to Zach right now. And, so it's 9 tracks, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a nice, I don't want to say short and sweet, but it's definitely not a bloated record. It's one you can throw on in your car or whatever and usually listen to the whole thing in your drive. Sometimes those 15, 16 track albums are a bit much to sit through. So I appreciate
you. No, that's what we were thinking, too. We actually took a song off the album.
Oh, okay.
Because we figured 40 the track with 9 tracks is still about 40 minutes, so we figured, you know, 40 minutes is a very good album time. Leave it at that. Because, like you said, it's a good album to drive to.
And the first song that I heard was "Starving Artist," and that's actually going to be the first song that we play after we finish up this discussion with you. Can you tell us a little bit about that track?
"Starving Artist" was actually written by Drew. He and I, he kind of came to me with it when it was pretty much done we just worked out the kinks in my apartment, and right away it was just it was like when Drew first came into the band, and it was just right then I knew we had something special there, and that we had a really great songwriter on our hands. It's pretty autobiographical, from his point of view, from relationships, working, things like that. Working as a musician. So this is really mostly his work. I got to give all the credit to Drew there.
Good job, Drew.
But yeah, it's pretty much about his experience with relationships, working as a musician and all that in Boston.
Yeah, and I loved it. It's got a very 1990s alternative feel to it, so it hit me right in that throwback sweet spot. Mm-hmm. Being a 35-year-old, I grew up. It reminded me of a lot of those kind of bands I listened to back in junior high. So, yeah, I'm more than happy to feature Starving Artist a little bit later. We're teasing the Drunkomaniacs right now. Now, you gave me a list of beers that are some favorites of yours, and rather than have me read them off, I figured it'd just make more sense for you to just talk about what some of your favorite breweries or favorite beers are.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For me, I always go for Bell's Two-Hearted. Ale when it's available.
Fantastic go-to
beer.
Solid
beer, yep.
Well, the thing is, I just found out, which annoyed me, was that when we were living in Boston, Bell's does not distribute to New England.
Nope.
So whenever I came home to Michigan, I would always have to stock up on it time. Although, luckily, for some reason, they distribute out here in California.
Yeah, it's weird how that works sometimes.
Almost every
I don't know
beer
how
that
works, but I got it
big.
Back now. And also, it's just nice being out here in California now because I'm discovering all these amazing California breweries.
Oh, there's good beer out in California?
Yeah, I can tell you
idea.
About
oh, yeah, there's
lots
a lot of good
beer breweries.
Like,
you know,
Stone, Ballast Point, Sierra Nevada. Quite a few big names out here.
Check out Monkish. Monkish has some good IPAs if you're a hophead.
Yeah, definitely.
You like stouts? Bottle Logic's got some crazy stuff.
Mike Hess has a fantastic 11.
Nice. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. Super delicious.
Now, you said you're from Michigan. Are you a Red Wings
fan?
Yeah,
I'm oh, God, yeah.
That is blasphemy. 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 Go Hawks all day.
He's from Detroit.
I don't care where you're from. It's still a sin.
I'm glad somebody else is a
Red Wings
fan aside from me. I'm sitting at a table with a guy with a Blackhawks hat on, and I'm repping my winged wheel.
Yeah,
so.
You wore that on purpose, didn't you?
It's all good. I mean, I'm looking at my 1997 Stanley Cup Champions t-shirt right now.
There you go.
That's the last time they won one.
I'm actually going to make it to the Joe for a game this season in March against the Blackhawks.
I'm actually really jealous of that because I love old stadiums. Fun fact, my first Blackhawks game was the last time they played Detroit Red Wings in Chicago Stadium.
Oh, okay.
In 94. Nice. So that was my first hockey game. That was my first Blackhawks game. And that was the last time they played.
I've just always been a visitor. I've seen them play in Chicago and St. Louis, but I've never been with my people. And I'm going to enjoy being in an arena full of red and white and not being yelled and ridiculed for wearing my
Detroit
Gordie
sucks.
Jersey.
Yeah.
Well, before Chicago got good, they would chant Detroit sucks rather than, let's go Hawks. So that tells you something about the Chicago fans
well,
right there.
So hold on real quick. Hold on. First of all, the worst hockey fans are the Blue fans. Let's just be real. Secondly, the only team the Blackhawks hate on at any one of their games are the Red Wings.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's be honest. I personally want, before I die, a Red Wings Blackhawks Stanley Cup. So we can.
That'd be cool. Edge all six.
I'd be okay with that. I'd like that.
That would be very cool.
And this travesty of the Red Wings thinking they're a better team.
Whatever. Chicago is not hockey town. So anyway, another song we're going to feature later in the show is Rock and Roll Band. And what can you tell us a little bit about that one?
That one, again, it's pretty autobiographical. It was written by Drew and me. We were at his place. We were at his place up in New Hampshire. He had the riff going, and we really just took time just finishing up the lyrics, things like that. And really, it has to do with the oversaturation of music, kind of like we were talking about with Spotify, things like that. How there's just so much out there that it's really hard for bands to stick out and make a living doing this. And which is why we really had to ask the question, does the world really need another rock and roll band? Because, it seems like it's kind of like almost like a weird rallying cry type of way. But it was really pretty much about that. It's like wondering how do we deal with everything out there that's working against us and becoming a successful rock and roll band.
Well, whether you think you're successful or not, I think you're successful, Zach, because you're you're a drunken lullabies band of the week, and I mean that's something, I guess.
That right there, Grammys can suck it.
Right, exactly. So, are you guys playing some shows coming up out in the California area?
Oh yeah, we actually played our first California show last Friday at this venue called the Mint. Went really well. Got a lot of new fans out there, which is great. A lot of people picked up our album.
Great.
Always a good sign. And then next step, we're going to be December 17th. We got our next show at a charity event in Los Angeles. We'll have all the info posted on our Facebook shortly when that all gets settled in. But we are definitely going to be playing that day.
What's the
charity? And then we're actually looking at shows in San Diego and other surrounding cities as well come January.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully you'll make it out to the Midwest sometime. You got to, stock.
Well, we actually have played Chicago before.
Okay.
If that happens again, we'll be there.
Yeah, we played the Elbow Room in Wrigleyville last November. Nice.
Yeah, that's not too far from Adam. He's the Blackhawks fan, the Chicago boys.
Nice.
All right. Well, Zach, I want to thank you for joining us here on Drunken Lullabies. It's always great when we can have the bands, contribute to the show rather than just playing the music and finding out a little bit about it. So cheers to you, good sir. Enjoy that IPA. And hopefully we'll see you in the Midwest down the road.
Thanks a lot for
joining us. Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Really appreciate it.
All right. And without further ado, here's the Relevant Elephants with Starving Artist.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a tasty, tasty song, if I do say so myself. Starving Artist by Relevant Elephants.
I agree.
It's not just fun to say, it's fun to listen to. And you know what else is fun? Drinking beer.
Yeah, baby.
You know what's even better than that? Drinking free beer.
Yeah. Also that.
Well,
and you know why we get to drink free beer? Because Brewmaster Brian brought us some delicious, tasty White Oak Brewery goodness.
Woo!
High gravity.
This is the, high gravity
he
indeed.
He knows what I like.
This is the second time we've had him supply some beer on the show. The last time was at the For What It's Wart beer competition, which I can't remember for the life of me what that episode title was called. I'm usually pretty good about that, but we had you and some of the distilled dudes, and I think we drank Casual Jesus and
this is the Blonde.
The Blonde, I think, yeah. So we didn't get into the heavy stuff, and that's what he saved for us today, because we got wax on wax on wax.
Yeah, we do.
And all right, so we cracked open one of them. It's a light blue wax, drippy.
What's the name of this one, Brian?
Yes.
This one's called Ex Post Facto, which actually we realized after the fact is kind of confusing, because it is the name of the base beer. What's unique about this is that it's barrel aged with blueberries. So maybe next time we do that, we'll give it its own unique name, so that
unique
we don't
New
have
York.
The confusion between is this the regular one, or
you can just do BA like some breweries do, you know, like barrel age, or they say like BA whatever, like
Then
you don't have to change the name.
We do this American Stout regularly. This is just one batch that we decided to put in some bourbon barrels that we had, and then we put whole blueberry, well, puree in the bourbon barrels, so it's got that kind of acidity from the acidic.
It's got a little bit of
a silent acidity.
Is that like a music reference?
That's the name of my high school band.
Yes.
No, it's good because like when you take a sip, it's got like a little bit of like tartness.
Yeah.
But then like, I mean, you get like the whiskey in that too. Like the stout kind of, it's like, you taste the blueberry, but it's not like it's a sour stout or something. It's
I think
like
Adam's enjoying
that
it.
Stout
I
flavor.
Am.
Yeah, and the acidity balances out the roasty character in the bourbon.
It's good. I don't know if I've ever really had a stout like that, where there's like some acidity, but it balances everything with like the sweetness and the.
Because we had an imperial, was it the Shipyard Smashed Blueberries?
That was
a barrel aged blueberry good. One. It was
know. That was not. This is much better, like balanced than that.
Also, hashtag drink local, so it's better on that point too.
Now, how fresh like is this? I mean, like how long ago was this put in a bottle?
These are pretty fresh. We did this one and this other beer. Called 2016 as kind of tandem one-year anniversary beer. So we released those at the beginning of October.
Okay.
They'd been in the barrels for about 4 months.
Okay, I was going to ask you that too, how long you kept them in barrels.
Yeah, we use the smaller barrels for these. They're only 15-gallon barrels. Mm. So they get a lot better extraction rate since there's more wood.
Yeah, so they need, less time because there's more... get more contact with the wood in there and whatever. Okay.
Yeah, they don't need as much time. Although these did get a fair amount of time, so they're pretty prominent on the
wood.
You can
definitely, I like it.
Yeah. We use journeyman barrels.
It's very complex. You know, it's not like just some simple beer. There's a lot going on.
I have a question, and I'm all for barrel-aged brew anything, because I do enjoy me some whiskey. I like some whiskey.
Do you enjoy whiskey, Dick?
No, just whiskey.
Okay.
Whiskey Dick is
not
the devil.
That he's ever experienced.
Oh, I have. I'll admit it. It's a sad moment. But it's not, it's
you drink your whiskey dick.
You where
drink
do you
your
guys actually
dick.
Get?
Thank you, because I literally
drink
was Lager go
Dick.
There.
Where do you guys actually get the barrels from?
These ones were from Journeyman Distillery in Michigan.
Okay.
So we just drove up.
Do you just
there.
Call them up and like, hey, I need some barrels to brew, like age some beer.
Yeah, and my friend that brews for us, Scott, was really persistent and really talked to him and gave him some good ones because some of these were in the George Washington Not a King Rye Batch 1.
Oh, nice.
Barrels. Yeah, all so right. We got some pretty exclusive barrels, and we're able to pick up like some brandy barrels, and we got one gin barrel, which I guess are pretty hard to come by too
now,
from there.
Forgive my ignorance, because again, we've all talked about my failure at trying to brew beer.
As a beer drinker.
No, as a beer brewer.
As a human being.
All of the above.
I drink pretty well, thank you very much. What really gives, like, the reasoning behind aging in barrels, what... Like, what's the science behind it actually giving an
science? Yeah. She blinded me with science.
There's a lot more science to it than I think I even realized. We learned a lot this weekend at the Festival of Barrel Aged Beer. There were quite a few seminars that we were able to sit in on, and people that have a lot of experience that were able to draw on their expertise and ask a lot of questions. And
so with Fobab, they have like a professional thing for like the... Like the brewery, like the breweries that are there that you get to go to?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, is that something that people attending Fullback can go to or just for, like, the brewery?
For the
I bet we could attend
That's really cool.
I bet we could do it.
Yes. When you do it, let me
know. We got a hookup.
It almost serves like a de facto conference for the
That's
you
pretty
know,
cool
conference
that they do. I didn't realize.
Is it an ex post facto conference?
I've always wanted to go to
Fullback. See what I did there?
Pretty cool. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah, so there is a lot more science behind it, and a lot of the big breweries are spending a lot of money in labs and you know measuring dissolved oxygen and things like that and levels like that, and actually chemically what's going on with the beer to create the flavors and what could potentially go wrong with that. So trying to prevent entire batches of barrel-aged beer from getting spoiled after
that would
what
be,
happened
that's,
last year.
That's a crime.
That would be very sad, yes.
There was a big brewery last year that had a really big recall on their barrel-aged.
What was that?
Really?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you
remember.
Do. Tell us off air.
It seems like that's a really big concern now, too, is trying to find a way to get these beers this awesome with live wood and everything else, but then also control that chaos.
Now, as a smaller brewery, do you find it like... Cause barrel age seems to be popping up everywhere lately. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have noticed. I've noticed it. It could have always been this big, and I'm just...
No, you're definitely right.
Yeah,
it's getting
it's
a lot
definitely gotten bigger.
Harder. Like, do you find it harder to get barrels? Because I just want a barrel for, like, a coffee table.
It is difficult, and we met a lot of the people that we met were barrel brokers down there, which were good resources to have too.
Like, so they're just dudes that sell barrels that are used. How do I get into that?
Well, I don't know how or if this is what he was doing, but our buddy ARC, he was driving his car earlier this week with five barrels inside it.
Are they like the guys that pick up pallets and sell those?
We have egg crates.
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Our buddy was trying to sell these barrels, and he was trying to sell them for like $100. And someone came in and was like, "Oh, that's a pretty good deal, actually." And I have no idea, but like he said, you know, because I've read, like you were saying, and like you were asking, I've read that, like, you know, a lot of breweries, like with barrel age, you're getting so huge. And it's
I have a burning
harder,
barrel. Nobody
it's
wants
harder
it.
To like get good. Like,
it's got
know,
garbage
barrels.
Taste.
Yeah, that's why, like, there's some beers like in trading that were aged in like Pappy Van Winkle barrels, like before
that's
you know
smoky.
every it was so big on that. And, like, some of those beers they trade like crazy because like anymore, just even Pappy Van Winkle's hard to come by. But like getting a barrel aged beer
heard
in
of
is
that.
Like
You
haven't heard of Pappy Van Winkle?
No,
we don't have any.
I am
so you
not
don't
a bourbon. I am
any.
Not a bourbon drinker. But my Filthy Phil on the show is a huge bourbon drinker.
Yeah,
and on his For like we had like a mini bachelor party.
I was
him
unable
in my house,
to attend,
and we drank some like really, really like good like rare beers.
Like
and he brought
a bottle of
15-year-old Pappy, which like on the secondary market sells for like $800 or $900.
What?
If you can get it,
if you could even get it, he didn't pay that. He got it at retail, but I'm saying he could have sold it for that. And he has like a 20-year-old bottle. But dude, I was drinking that 15-year-old because I already. Appreciate like the flavors from drinking
that just
the beer.
Sounds inappropriate.
Yeah,
I was
know,
drinking
right?
the 15-year-old.
Wow. I know, but
we're
it's
appropriate and inappropriate.
It's good. No, it's funny. My uncle he like loves Tawny Port, and so
I
like, in Tawny
literally
Port, there's usually
Tawny Catane.
There's 10, 20, and like 40-year-olds, so he'll be like, "I got a 10-year-old here," and I'm like,
talking about beers and talking about 10-year-olds. That's gross.
A couple years ago, I got a chance to get the 15-year straight rye, and I've never regretted that,
dude.
Like
it's,
I freaked
it's so
out because I had like a
and
shot
I'm not even like
Jameson
a big bourbon
rare.
Guy, but like you taste it, and you're like, "Holy shit!" You can see why people like go nuts over this.
I didn't even know any of this. This is why
Smashley,
kids.
Are you leaving? Well, thank you, Smashley.
My wife. His wife. She got a brief exemption from. child rearing to come hang out. So here she is,
boozing it up with us.
Yep.
Woo.
As any true drunkomaniac
so,
wife will do.
Another ignorant statement, because I've got a lot of beers with wax on it.
Yeah.
Why that the means wax? They're good.
I know that means I've never had.
It's just so we can charge more for them.
Okay, yeah, that's what I figured. No, I'm
just saying, it's kinky. They like dip the bottles just, like, in it and then they pour it on each other.
Is it keep it longer? Because I know air will probably get in through the cap because air gets through out of everything. But
yeah, and that's the theory too for beers that can be cellared. If you want to cellar them, that the wax would ideally contribute to keeping the different getting oxygen in there.
That and just that looks too cool.
Yeah, but, it's like anything else. It's something that served a practical purpose at one point with caps being better and the capping mechanism and just getting them packaged without as much oxygen in them. At this point, it's more just a procedure for show.
It kind of makes it stand out, too, honestly. Yeah, if it's on the shelf and someone sees a wax, I mean, who
cares? Ooh, wax! Fancy shit!
As many
it means we're
going to
charge
beers,
you more for this.
Yeah, whatever, but, as many craft beers as there are now, like, it sounds dumb, but if you're on a shelf and something gets somebody to catch their eye or even look at it, and at least even if it gets them to read the label and be like, oh, shit, I like that. Because, if you're at a big store like a Benny's or a Friar Tuck or, whatever Hy-Vee. Your local Total Wine, whatever, wherever you're listening at, your giant liquor store is, if you're walking through, there's shelves and shelves of beer. So sometimes just even, it doesn't affect how good the beer is. I'm not saying that.
No,
but if it gets someone to look at it, then
for the kind of beer, too, that took so long and so much attention to create.
Yeah.
That's just kind of, the little extra touch to it that, hey, we care enough about.
Well,
this.
And
it's like some fancy packaging for a fancy beer.
And with your beers, usually most of the bombers retail like $7.99.
Yeah.
For the
that's
not
bad
casual
at all.
Jesus,
this
seems legit. These retail, they're double.
That's still
but there's a
$14 beer? Bad. Why are you charging so much for beer, bro?
Are you kidding?
I'm poor as fuck.
No,
I have to drink High Life.
I've
been drinking this all the time. If you just charge me like $4,
dude, step back from the mic.
You gotta get
I'm not even being loud.
You gotta get the barrels.
You're peeking a bit.
Dude, I paid $16 for a 16-ounce beer last year.
I quit
and bought four of them. So I'm just saying.
Bye, Felicia.
You wouldn't believe there's beers that sell on the secondary market a 12-ounce bottle for like almost $2,000.
Why?
Oh, yeah. I'm just telling
you.
We
won't be drinking it on Drunken Law.
Honestly, for me, paying $14 or $15 for a good bottle of beer like this is
no.
Totally
and I get it. It like I've paid almost upwards to $20 for a bottle of beer. Like usually on Father's Day, and it goes to my dad.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, "What'd you get me?" And I was like, "Just fucking shut up and drink."
I got you disappointment.
Well, that was. Like my teenage years.
I'm your son. That should be good enough.
Hey, fuck off. I get to make that joke. You don't.
Are these available locally? I mean,
not for me.
Mainly just are these brewery only or are these at liquor stores?
You do have a bottle shop now.
Yeah, we just opened a bottle shop. I was working there earlier today. Which is why I brought the nice ones, because I'm finally done working for the week. So I was like, let's take one of the nice ones.
Let's relax. Yeah.
Over there, yeah. So we just released this one that we're passing out.
It's
now.
Called Penis Bra.
No, it's called Penumbra.
Oh, I read the label wrong. I'm sorry.
Penumbra, penis bra.
Dave, I thought you were really going to enjoy
this
one.
A penis bra, is that like something that holds your balls up?
Dude, I'm sorry.
I don't do bro cock.
Thank
you.
All weekend.
We're at Friar Tuck and Hy-Vee in Bloomington Normal, so we'll probably release each one of those stores a case or two.
I picked mine up at Hy-Vee.
Yeah.
Right across from Benny's. You won't find it at Benny's.
Aww. So you guys don't have like a brew pub or anything yet, right?
Not yet.
Oh, you're working on that?
Kickstarter.
Yeah. Oh, we have a GoFundMe.
GoFundMe
project to
fund. GoFundMe.
That's the one I think I saw online. I think I did see the GoFundMe for you.
Drunken Lullabies is making a contribution. It hasn't happened yet, but we are going to be a donor.
Now, is that a similar to like a Kickstarter or something where if you contribute this much, you get X. If you do this much, you get whatever.
He made me tons kind of promises.
Okay, cool.
At the Fox last weekend.
He's like, we're gonna brew beer, name it Drunken Lullabies Podcast Beer.
We get to go to the grand opening and do a show. We get to like taste everything ahead of time. We get like stock options.
I can't tell if you're being a smart ass. I think this
for
is
half
real.
Of
we
it,
get
I
stock
am.
Options, right?
Yeah, yeah, totally. When it goes public. Oh, the bottle cap kid's sitting in.
Oh, cool, my friends.
Where did Adam go?
I'm just going to assume
who cares?
To pee.
Okay. So, well, we also have Mocha Jeff sitting behind me.
Hello.
Is that due to his skin color or he just likes drinking mochas? Because I've seen this guy put like five mochas away in an hour.
Big E's hanging out.
It's crazy.
And we have another gentleman.
Hey, how you doing?
Not you.
Oh, shit. Are you talking about beautiful Matthew? He's 1 2/3 Iron Man. It's amazing. No, he is an Iron Man. Tall Kevin. He's 1 2/3.
All right, so we've got...
Well, I like the penis beer.
Penumbra.
I'm not shocked.
Penumbra.
You must be this short to be in the room. All right. You're too tall. Sorry.
So it says... Oh, geez.
Oh, geez.
Brian, you really put some complicated words on this label.
Shame.
Judge...
You better let me read that.
Let Dave read it.
My mother's an English teacher.
Oh, you want to do it? Well, okay, go for it.
Yeah.
All right.
If I can translate his gibberish into human speak, then I can read just about anything.
Dave, normally I tell you to fuck off, but I kind of
can
agree
you
with
read
you
it
right
to Jeff? Read it to Jeff in a sexual manner.
Oh, the glasses
soft
are
and
coming
slow.
On.
Soft and slow.
These are distance.
Okay.
Judge Learned Hand states, the colloquial words of a statute have not the fixed and artificial content of scientific symbols. They have a penumbra,
so
a dim fringe, a connotation,
for
they express an attitude of will.
ASMR shit.
In which it is our duty to penetrate.
You just said penetrate. Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh.
Appropriately inappropriate.
And which we must enforce ungrudgingly when we can ascertain it, regardless of imprecision in its expression.
Well done. 10.5% with wax.
So wax. I want to point you. Something out. Last time I was on the show, they didn't give me anything above 8.
You kept saying, I have a show to do after this.
I
never
still
get
have
drunk.
A show to do after this.
Right, well,
no, no,
we're
I'm
calling
just saying,
your bluff here.
I'm just saying, this is fucking fantastic.
We up the stakes.
Honestly.
That's
all
really
of
good.
This has been great.
This is the barley wine, correct? Because I haven't tasted it yet.
I like this a bunch. It's a little smoother than the last one. Like,
yeah. It doesn't have the acidity from the fruit.
Yeah.
No silent acidity.
Yeah. No, I like it. It just, I like a heavy beer, but I like my heavy beer to be smooth.
Yeah.
And as much as I like blueberries, I like this better.
Oh, thanks.
So, that's my take.
Yeah.
Biggie takes the whole bottle.
Nah. Well, hey, he's wearing a Kane sweatshirt,
now,
so I figure you're okay with it.
I am
maybe
okay
I missed
it
when Dave was reading because I was baiting. But
this is why I have
you
him on my show.
Debating.
But was this like English style? Would you say or American
you guys
style
like
barley wine?
American style barley wine.
Okay.
We use a lot of hops in it.
Okay, that's what I was gonna.
Yeah, you
I
do.
Because usually the English style
that's
are like
why,
super sweet. Like
that's
super,
why I picked the clown
sweet.
Shoes earlier because I knew he was bringing another barley wine. So
yeah.
I was like,
let's
get barleyed.
The next beer is Imperial Brown Porter. So
that's a teaser. Yeah. They're not supposed to know.
Teaser.
Oh, sorry. Of all the beers I've had so far. Up to and including the 312 pickle garbage. it was good until I tasted the fucking cucumber.
I'm really glad I caught that.
This has probably been my favorite.
I just gave my glass to Kevin to taste a sip, and it was like full. And he handed it back to me. I went to take a drink, and I didn't even look at the glass because it still felt heavy. And there was nothing in it. He drank
Kids,
it all.
This is why they're the second most downloaded show on the FCF network.
Ouch.
What?
Oh.
30,000
a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many years you guys been?
About 7.
7? Okay. Well, I was getting ready to lead into it.
I know.
But this is an appropriate time. Appropriately inappropriate time. Let's shut it down on the mics for 30 seconds and just let's hear a little low blow here on the FCF
network.
Oh,
God, I'm afraid.
Are you sick of spoiled white people and Donald Trump bringing you the news you could care less about?
Are you sick of trolling the interwebs for penis-related news only to end up flaccid?
Do you lust for Florida only the way a mother lover can?
Then look no further than Fakakta Comedy Funhouse's Low Blow Podcast.
All right, we're doing this live. Fuck it. All right, that was Low Blow.
Hey, oh boy, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, gotta go.
So,
it's really. Hey, simmer down now.
The episode's back on. We fucked up.
The episode's back on.
Yeah, this is what happens when we do it live. IBW.
Fuck it, we're doing it live.
We're doing it live. So that was Low Blow. You know, they're inappropriate. You really are right. You're like trying to suck that mic off.
You know what?
Dave would be proud.
I grew up a musician, so I'm used to talking close to the microphone.
What bands were you in?
I was in the Blind Staggers.
You ever play the skin flute?
I have several times today since I've been here.
I heard Dave is like a pro at the skin flute.
I am a pro.
Oh.
You sounded just like
It's bottle cap. It's Holy bottle shit. Cap.
It's bottle cap day.
Bottle cap brewing.
Oh my God.
But more on to this delicious, delicious, tasty beer. I need more of this in my mouth.
Dave, what do you think of this beer, bottle cap Dave?
You know, it sounds as good as a cock.
Knowing full boy. Well he's not going to listen to this, feel free to have
no,
fun.
No, I will hope that he does listen.
I listen.
I appreciate that.
I do. Aww. I don't get to all of them.
Yeah, you're missing some good ones, I'm sure.
You guys can jerk each other off later.
I've still yet to see the
You don't have to do it on the show.
The Instagram chick one. I haven't listened
Poppy
to that
Floppy?
One. I can't. What's the title of that?
Chinaman Light.
That's what it is. Okay.
Gee, how did you have trouble finding it? Obviously, that's the appropriate
I'm
name.
I'm looking for Hoppy Floppy. I was like, where's the big titty chick that has like.
It's called Chinaman Light.
At the real Dave's back in the room. Jason, do your bottle cap Dave impression for everybody.
No, he'll have to listen to the episode.
It's fine.
So honestly, but realistically, like what goes into making something like this?
It's water, like, hops.
I'm not asking
barley,
yeast, barley.
I'm asking the man that does this for a living.
I'm just fucking with
an occasional
you.
Beard. Hair.
I can taste the love jizz. All over my face, neck, and chest.
Extra
jizz,
love.
Jizz.
I would hope not.
It is called white oak, but I don't think the white's from semen.
No.
Is there any oak in your beer?
These are all oak barrel aged.
Oh, nice.
Which is kind of amazing to think that nobody had started a brewery called White Oak in America that just did oak barrel aged beers.
I was going to say, yeah, that's a pretty sweet domain.
And we named it based on the fact that we're off of White Oak Road.
Wait, but all your beers aren't oak barrel aged, are they?
No.
I was going to say, yeah, because I was thinking like IPAs and stuff, but like you do a lot of oak barrel aged.
Their tap handles are very, very cool, too.
Yeah,
they're all made out of
white oak.
And they're all like they're their own piece. Like there's no tap handle that looks exactly the same. They're all custom made and different cuts of wood.
I've seen a dildo turned into a tap handle. I was in
brewery was that?
Honestly,
what gay bar were you in?
No, I was at a Western bar called Saddle Up last night, Peoria, that just had like butt plugs and like different like glass dildo things as a chandelier.
What?
What does this have to do with a Western bar with a mechanical bowl? It's the fucking weirdest shit.
It is. Yeah.
I've been to a gay country bar. Those are things.
Yeah, but
I believe it.
I do too. No, yeehaw. I was in San Diego working on a film, and our location was this house, and they're like, "Oh, it's this mansion. It has this really cool bar." And the bar was absolutely shit. But he had like 300 taps just hanging on the wall. It was I have a photo. I need to send it to you.
Why are you pointing at me aggressively?
I'm not. I'm sorry. There
it's
you go.
High gravity beer.
Is definitely the Obama.
Olsen Slater.
Can we talk about how great those Joe Biden memes are?
Oh my God. I want to be the guy writing that shit.
Why did it take this election for us to get those? I guess that's our consolation prize.
There's a really good beer one, beer related, because if anyone knows like beer, they know that Bourbon County like had a bunch of infection last year.
Yes,
in the coffee and the bar.
I did not know that. So
stay tuned to next episode, guys.
There's one where like Obama's like, "Hey Joe, why you left a bunch of beer in the fridge? It's all the Bourbon County coffee." And Joe's like, "I know, they're all infected."
No, my favorite one was Joe goes, "I left a bag of Cheetos in the bathroom." Obama's like, "Why?" It's like, "So he can powder his nose." And because I'm a Star Wars nerd, this is my
too.
Second favorite.
Oh, the one I say. I tagged you in.
You're not the only one that tagged me in that. And Biden's talking to Hillary. He's like, "Come on, just let me play it." Hillary's like, "We're not going to play the Imperial March." When he walks in, he's like, "But we can do it from my phone."
Yeah. Now, I do want to say, we had an FCF Network Star Wars party when
I missed this. Apparently,
and I
was just gonna say you should come out.
You should
maybe
come.
We'll do it for the Rogue One. Rogue One's gonna come out soon.
Shemansky bought all the tickets, and Jason and Blake and I.
If you
want to
do this like an hour and a half
County.
North.
Do it near my house.
Do you
want
to know
that's a good
funny, though?
Point.
It's like people in Chicago area were like camp out to get tickets and stuff, and I was like,
I buy them online.
Well, like I forget though that like now I could have just gotten tickets online, or that maybe some people don't care as much about Star Wars. So when I saw tickets went on sale for the most recent release, I went. I was literally in bed with my wife, and someone posted
your
on Facebook.
Wife.
My wife got out of I got out of bed with my wife, put on clothes, and was like, "Quick, we're going to the theater." I went to the theater. I showed up at like 10:30, and apparently their last showing had already started. So the doors were supposed to be locked, but I went to the one door that wasn't locked because when I walked in, there was like one girl in the lobby because it was like a Wednesday at like 10:30, and was kind of freaked out. And I was like, "I'm just here to get Star Wars tickets because I didn't want them to be sold out." She's like, "There's like." Plenty of tickets, yeah. And she's like, "The door was supposed to be locked, but I can just sell you tickets if you want." And I was like,
"I still have
okay."
To,
and I just felt like hippie. The biggest turd, like idiot ever.
Hippie
because...
snuck in what? Death by coconut.
That's nice. Your thing. That's your
Bourbon County.
He brought
a
nice. I'm
we
sitting at
Star
County
Wars. While watching Star
I brought like
Wars.
A couple beers
Star
in my pocket.
That's how you watch Star Wars.
I get
Let's
a plastic solo like.
We've told this story
to
before.
Oh yeah,
but as Adam has said. Not everybody listens to every episode, so yeah, sometimes we
can't get to all of them.
We
I get
to,
a solo you know. Cup. I'm like, "What is this?" And then I just look over, and my buddy's like, "My buddy Hippie, if you see him, he's great. He's just got the shit-eating grin. He's like, holding up a bottle of Bourbon County." I'm like, "Fuck yeah! How much Star Wars is drinking from Bourbon County?" Like,
Brian, are you a Star Wars fan?
I guess
you don't have to
I
be.
I guess
we won't hate you.
I can't drink your beer.
Did Han Stop. Shoot first?
Yes.
Han shot first.
Okay.
Always.
Fuck Rito.
I was trying
you don't
to
have
test
to do
him.
Have you seen the Star Wars movies?
Yeah, but I don't remember.
That's all right.
Oh, geez.
We'll let it slide. As long as you just
he makes a good beer.
He's pretending
so,
he likes
yeah,
him.
It's
yeah.
all right.
I've
he
seen a lot beer. Of things I don't remember.
Well,
I've done a lot of things I'd like to forget.
Has everybody finished the Penumbra?
Yep.
Yes.
I guess it's time for us to crack open our next one, which is the Badass Imperial Brown Porter.
The booziest one of all.
That's what BA stands for, right? BA Brackus.
Oh, this is the strongest? Are you just saying booziest flavor or like it's strongest?
11%.
Really? Yeah, it is.
The yes, Porter sir. Is the strongest.
See, now we're talking the percentage I like to hang out in. 10, 11.
You like the high gravity.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I don't know why.
I prefer to defy gravity. Gay joke.
Oh, wicked. It. Oh,
thank
I
you.
Got it.
Thank you.
I know way
wicked.
Too much about musicals for a straight
really?
Man. Yeah, I do.
I took an ex-girlfriend to that, and it was a terrible idea.
That's why
the
I'm
show
an
was
eight.
Great. She was just a
it's
bitch.
True.
You ever seen a musical with a giant clitoris?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen.
It's
the,
funny because
the, I've seen
is,
the South
yes.
Park movie. Yes.
I saw
Book
of
Mormon.
Mormon
yeah,
was
as I
was
say,
town.
Yeah, there's a giant.
I didn't get to see Book of Mormon. I'm kind of.
It's fantastic.
That.
It was. It lived up to all that I hoped it would be.
There's someone
Hell
here that's such
yeah.
a big fan
Hell
of
yeah.
That show that they got Go Clits on their license plate.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is that? Yeah.
You have clits
well done,
on your license
sir.
Plate?
It says Go Clits.
All right, I'm just going to put this out there
sure
before we even try it.
Sure it was. This guy's full of shit over here.
All right.
Before we even try this.
He might be a Colts fan, but I pretend it just doesn't say that.
I like the Colts, but yeah, I wouldn't put clits on my plate.
I can tell you before we even try this, just based off smell, I'm all about it.
The bottle cap kit is smashed, and we're only on the second show of the marathon. I just want to say.
Oh my God, we are.
We are. There's still
Shit.
a lot of things to go. This is why I brought Session IPAs and Smart Water.
Yes.
Does anybody else want
oh
to
my
taste
God.
The...
Oh my God!
The 2016
so
barrel aged imperial.
I mean, I like
butter.
The others.
So hold
but
on,
this
real
is
quick. I'm gonna ask
fucking good.
The brewmaster, what is actually in this?
Oh my God!
What am I expecting to taste?
So what makes this unique is that it's really high gravity. We started with a lot of sugar, so that left a little bit more residual sugar. So it's gonna have a sweet, more residual.
Fit. I love sweeter beers.
Residual sweetness. Then like the it. Other ones. We use a lot of brown malt in it too, which is a really unique
yeah.
malt that gives it like a light roast coffee, Vienna roast kind of coffee.
Why do you think I'm so into it?
I was going to say, you're the coffee guy.
Have you guys
guy.
Made, like,
coffee.
An actual, like, coffee beer, though, or coffee stout? Because if not, please Ooh. Do.
We have a regular beer that's our English Mild, which
God
is a 4%
damn,
brown
son.
Ale that we do coffee, vanilla, cinnamon, and cocoa.
What?
It's called Miyama Llama.
Oh,
I've
yeah,
had
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
You can
I've
buy
that
locally
that.
At Broadway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen
All right.
That.
I think Adam's a fan of White Oak. I think
I'm a
yeah,
big,
dude.
Big fan of this.
Please
yeah.
put coffee in any porter or stout
you
in barrel aged.
We put coffee in the ex post facto in a firkin before. And
give me more.
Really
give me
firkin rhymes with merkin.
Mm-hmm.
Don't confuse the two.
This beer, though.
I don't know what you said. I'm drinking.
Firkin rhymes with merkin.
I know we're not doing picks of the weeks right now, but.
Oh, dude.
Or picks of the whatever, but this is by far the best one.
Yeah, please.
tonight. Like this beer is amazing.
That's our 1 year anniversary beer. Just kind of
happy birthday.
Thanks. Yeah, we sold our first kegs last year on October 5th of 2015.
October 5th. That's the day.
I
mean, it's not.
I want to eat. I want to drink this with breakfast.
Yeah,
like it's really, really hard to find a breakfast beer.
Oh, really?
You're not trying hard
enough.
Were
you at the Fox Pub this morning?
I should have been. Not.
If you go to Alcoholics Anonymous, there's a lot of people there that can recommend some good breakfast.
Well, there's
breakfast stout.
Hold on. In my defense, there's very, very few times that I have breakfast beers.
You drink this for breakfast, you are going to have a fun day. I can tell you that.
Hold on. It's usually when I'm camping or I'm on a fishing trip.
What about before work? Maybe just have one of these with breakfast?
Dude, no, my office. My office
is like
so
2 hours
better.
From his house.
Here's the work. But, do stuff.
If I'm fishing, 2 hours. Especially in the fall, and I'm making like a hearty breakfast for like actually, hey, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm about to go sit on the lake for 4.5 hours. This is what I want to drink next to my coffee.
Yeah,
like I want to wash this down with coffee. And usually it's washed water down with coffee. So. This is fucking spot on. Well done.
I love it. I love like sweeter beers and stouts. I mean, I like everything, but maybe that's
heavy.
What's appealing to me. But yeah, it's just
it's
like
heavy,
creamy.
But it's smooth and mm-hmm. creamy, and it just floats down the back of my throat.
It's got that. I hate
that
saying
just
it, especially with Dave. I hate saying
I
it with Dave here. But it is a beer term. It has a very thick mouthfeel.
Yes,
which
it does.
I can't believe
you're not incorrect.
But I mean,
please
really,
don't feel bad.
This is something that. I mean, it's very impressive because, like,
Schmansky,
I want to drink this with Thanksgiving dessert.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
Actually, I want to drink this with Thanksgiving dessert.
Shut your face hole. Before I worked where I work now, the store that I worked at had me as the wine, cheese, and beer manager. So, believe me, I've heard creamy mouthfeel and thick mouthfeel more often than I should have.
Were you just sitting there, like, giggling, like,
just inside, just internally,
right?
But creamy mouthfeel was pretty much my favorite thing for anyone to say.
I have a creamy mouthfeel.
Especially about wine. I was like, creamy, ew, no.
Can you have a creamy mouthfeel about wine?
Yeah, if it's a sherry or like
I don't know, shit.
A port.
Sherry baby.
Oh, God.
Sherry baby.
Take back everything you've said,
Adam. I thought you were going
to
do it.
Sherry and the one I love.
How many podcasts will go 4 seasons? None. Drunken Lullabies will. There you go.
Jesus. I thought you were going to go.
We got
Steve
the four
Perry.
Seasons.
Brian is regretting coming here.
I know.
Each passing minute,
he's
the
like,
look
I'm
of
so
sheer regret on his face.
Now he's been on the show before. He kind of knows what to expect. But I was the only one with him and guys from Distill. This is the first time you've met. I rarely get to record offsite.
Yeah. I met Brian before at the Fox.
Okay. All right.
But yeah,
I have an old friend that he reminds me of. It's two completely different people.
Well, yeah, probably.
But it's just like, holy shit.
You're friends with Khal Drogo?
No, I know this dude, Mike. He was in a band called Swidden. And I'm like, holy shit.
Were they named after Stephanie Tanner?
No. It might have been.
Yes.
They're old enough to be actually
well
probably.
Done.
Yeah.
Well done. Okay.
But they look very similar. I was like, oh, shit, it's Mike. No, it's not.
Wait, no, but in all honesty, congratulations on being open here. I mean,
this is awesome.
It is not easy.
This is amazing.
I mean, there are so many. Anyone anymore thinks like, oh, I can open a craft brewery or something. They don't realize how much work goes into it and that you actually have to have good beer because so many people want to drink good beer now. And it is very impressive
and
to be open for a year and to have good beer because, I mean, like this beer is awesome.
I'm glad you're finally getting.
You could put any big name brewery on this and I would be like, yeah, because this is this is a fucking awesome.
They got approved by the city of Normal. They're now trying to build on-site
If you guys do a brew pub, would it be like, would you guys have food too? Or just
do
have,
it
like,
in Old Irving
drink?
Park.
Are you going to try and do like a spot for like dinner and drinks? Or
it's just a tap room.
Just a tap room.
Nice. Yeah, we really have the space for that.
I mean, that makes sense to, you know, why start and try and
do
it all.
And we got Normal to change their laws to allow us to have pretty much the only facility that'll be allowed to serve beer without food.
That's fucking awesome.
Which is a fucking joke that, like, there are laws regarding that. Because I swear it's, like, all left over from, like, Bible-beating shit. Because it's like, you know what?
I'm Lutheran.
If you
want to
serve
beer, it's not my fault.
Yeah,
I have to be an adult to drink beer. So if an adult wants to go somewhere knowing that they only serve, you know, it's like, who cares?
Yeah. Normal's a pretty conservative town. They were dry until the 70s.
Which is a joke.
So the fact that they let us just serve beer at all is pretty exciting. Now, we had some limitations, too, then, for size and hours and things like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, will you guys let people, like, I know there's some places where, like, you can bring in, like, food to eat, or would it be like that? Or
BYOF?
I mean, I just know there's, like, some places where they're like, hey, we don't serve food, but there's a pizza joint right next door. If you're bringing a pizza and eat it while you're drinking our beer, great. Like
that. Well, there's people a lot of places that'll do that. Because I'm going to need to order food for myself.
Yeah. I'm fucking hungry!
And I guess the nice thing is since we've distributed, we've got about 30 accounts, and most of those places have food, too. So we might be able to do, you know, reciprocal things where, like, hey, every so often pizza shows up.
Yeah, sweet.
So answer me this, and this is, a legit, honest-to-God question. How soon can you get this in the city? I don't want to drive 3 hours for a fucking
beer. Adam, I can tell you the city's liquor laws are a pain in the dick.
I just want this all the time in my mouth.
Start buying it by the case and bring it home.
Dave has said that before.
I don't know if you're familiar with the area. Irving and Pulaski. If I have to drive 25-30 minutes to do anything. Right. So if I have to drive 35-20 minutes to get one of your beers, where can I go and do that? Because I'm willing to do that.
Yeah. Chicago market, we really haven't gotten out.
Please
into
do it.
Yet.
Come on, man. Who do I have to talk to?
Baby steps, man.
I was just looking in the cooler today, and our inventory is kind of scary.
I don't care.
Yeah, you guys have to ramp up. Yeah. That's the thing.
Chicago has money. We'll pay higher prices.
Even if people want your beer, and then people sometimes get pissed. Like, these guys don't distribute that or take care of their market. It's like, but if people want your beer, it's not like, we can just add another 60 barrel or 100 toilets. Like,
I know. It's a pain in the dick,
it's
man.
It's a lot of capital and investment. Like, you have to have land. You probably got to add on to your building, and then you got to bring in. I mean, there's a lot that goes into that.
Can I get a mail order beer?
Mail order bride?
I can pick you up some beer locally, and if I can't bring it up to you, I can ship it to you. I'm fine shipping beer.
I'll show you how to do it.
You drunken lullabies are buddy welcome tales. At my apartment to come up. Like, hey, always whatever brew pub you want to come to, you're always welcome to podcast at my place.
Do you guys only have
you can come up too.
All right. You're awesome. Now, do you only have bombers? I feel like I've only ever seen bombers. Do you guys have cans or anything?
No,
or
we only do bombers.
Okay, that's what I thought, because I've only
bottle
seen
those things. We peeled the back off of every one of these labels.
Are you kidding me?
That's why there's like the air bubbles and stuff. It's all DIY, man.
I did not realize you guys are like putting
legit
the label
DIY.
On each one.
I will be your label guy.
Now that you know, like, I hope someday, like 20 years from now, you guys are huge and people are like, oh, these guys are got it easy and they're rich and blah blah blah. And it's like, well, guess what? Back one day, I was hand labeling bottles and each bottle individually.
Yeah. Your Honor, I would like to show you that at breweries too. Drunken Little
Anyone that goes to work
podcast.
At a brewery has to start at the ground level, and the reason is because the person that owns that brewery probably started mopping that floor. Putting the labels on one at a time. And, you know, you got to start at the ground level. And it's good to know that everybody that's involved has been able to do all that and contribute. Yeah. And so that's the reality of it, too. You know, if we have to spend 3 or 4 hours at night in the bottle cooler putting labels on bottles together, we just turn on some tunes, get a little crazy.
Yeah, can you have a couple beers? It wouldn't even be that bad.
Speaking of tunes that they should play while they're doing these labels.
Relevant Elephants. Boom. There you go.
I cannot wait to hear this for the second time.
No, it's a different song.
Oh, well, I listened to the things you sent me.
Oh, okay. Then maybe you have heard this.
This is the second time.
So this is our second song. You heard Zach talk about it earlier, but this is Rock and Roll Band from Relevant Elephants.
Rock and Roll Band. Dude, that's badass. I didn't realize you guys like hand labeling.
Do that.
Oh, shit.
You got
distance.
right. Does the world really need another rock and roll band? Yes. If they sound like that,
always, more rock and roll all the time.
That's, I want to rock.
That was,
I want to rock.
That was Relevant Elephants, rock and roll band. Thank you.
Badass. And they came on the show, like, whenever someone does that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool when we get to interview, you know, someone from the band. So that's pretty badass.
And when they sound that good, that makes it even better.
What do you mean? Like, you're attracted to him when he sounds that good?
Always.
When he was hitting those notes at the end, taking it up an octave.
Obviously.
Then he can pretend it's a girl and he's fine.
It moved.
I got you.
It moved.
Once again, on just a more talk like this.
Serious note. Oh, anybody?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You weren't here for this. You just got to talk like this and then I'll get it to move.
Dave does anime voices.
Hi.
Dave is a voiceover guy.
What is happening? This is super fucking weird.
You have no idea. You have no idea what this man is capable of.
This is why you need to listen to the Low Blow podcast.
Oh, he does. God.
You now?
I'm the voice to make you moist, but he's the voice to make you feel creepy.
Yeah, if you want an inner penis, Dave Rowan. But no, seriously,
if you
want
to learn how to do a lady
anybody
talk.
Who can come on and talk about their art or
you need a
what
nice
they do, as far as like their creative outlet is fucking spot on, and it was cool for him to come out. I only started like I'm just hearing them for the first time right now, and I like it. And I'm kind of fucking picky about
it. I'm digging on it. I like it.
Good.
I like it.
Hey, guess what else I like?
Sponsor
me.
All day, every day.
Dr. Claus here.
I was just going to say.
Cobra!
Get you next time.
When he did that voice, it was instant childhood. I was like, what is that? Yeah.
Dude, clearly, you guys have no idea what you're in for store for.
We're going to fuck Benny up. We're going to fuck Benny and Brain together.
This is getting.
Cobra!
Nope.
Cobra Kai?
Cobra.
Sweet Commander.
You know what? Fuck Cobra Kai.
Sponsor
you
Spotlight.
Like Cobra Kai,
we're just doing cartoon voices.
He was the real crayon kid.
Put him in a body bag, Johnny.
All right, so this is the Distill Plum Sour Stout.
Sweep the leg.
Who can also sponsor Low Blow? I like beer.
I love a
please.
Good crane kick.
They're good to us.
This show's going off the rails.
They're
what is 10 o'clock?
Oh, Jason's already doing high kicks, and we're all
going
to
kick. Hold on. I can kick.
He's not in his underwear yet.
Like, more importantly, real quick, congratulations to almost a fucking year of of episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I couldn't be more proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. I do a lot of work. Dustin just kind of sits by on the sidelines. He hardly even shows up, you know, to half the episodes. And I'm out here hustling, getting all these bands and these breweries.
Yeah,
so.
Right?
So, you know, I really appreciate it.
You know,
yeah, and I'm the lead of the actual Low Blow.
All of a sudden, I smell bullshit.
Yeah.
That's 15, not the beer.
$15,000.
It didn't help that I had a baby born pretty much at, like, the first episode.
It's like, hey, we're going
to
podcast.
My son just turned a year old. I would love to be going to Dustin with every fucking brewery and everything.
And honestly, like, me and him have been doing this for 7 fucking years. So our numbers are honestly.
How long is 7 fucking years as compared to 7 years?
Lot longer than you think it is.
Okay. You take every 20 minutes that you use for an actual sex session, multiply it by 7, and then multiply it by 365. That's 7 fucking years.
7 fucking years.
38 years. Okay, got it.
But seriously, in all honesty, like, congratulations on
a fucking year. I appreciate that.
You guys, again.
I appreciate it more.
Shut the fuck up.
Plus, whatever says plus 1.
Times infinity, I beat you both.
Yeah. No take backs.
Thank you.
No take backsies.
I love being on the show. It only happens like twice a year.
Right, yeah.
If you ask me, it's not enough.
Hey, you know what? Some people haven't been on the show twice.
I'm enjoying myself thoroughly.
Yes. I'm happy like one of my closest friends is here.
Yeah.
So.
I'm glad Dave was able to make it
down
this
time.
So
if we came up to record, I know the brewer at Tight Head Brewing.
Yeah, come on up.
Like, if we ever came up there, would you guys make it out to Tight Head to do a show?
I would, at least. I would.
Or you would. Yeah, you would.
He lives an hour and a half away from
Blake,
me.
I live 45 minutes away from you.
It's called Tight Head. Of course Dave would make
it out. That's good.
Dude, where do you want to go?
I like a tight head.
So you don't live downtown?
No,
Dave, I'm talking.
I live in Bolingbrook.
Oh, yeah, you're
so I'm closer to here.
You're like almost not suburbs. You're like I mean, if people consider Joliet, sure, but pretty much Bolingbrook's like Joliet can't be much
further right next to each other. Anything west of O'Hare is Iowa.
Yeah. I don't consider Joliet suburbs, but Bolingbroke's about as far out as you can be considered a suburb.
Joliet is fucking Kentucky.
Well, no, but that's
compared to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Not but quite.
I love the people.
Hang on, just
but
a second.
But where is
first
the Chicagoland Motor Speedway at?
No, you're not. That's those not Chicagoland. Chicagoland ends at O'Hare.
But that's what I'm saying.
Hey, guys.
Those of us from
that
area.
How about this plum sour stout?
My lips are by O'Hare.
All right.
This plum sour stout's giving me a raging clue.
Now, Brian, you're good buddies with everybody at Distill.
Yeah.
Like, you're bros.
They got a huge... Penumbros. Huge feud, and they fight all the time.
No.
The only fight, it's like this.
They got broners for each other.
Breeze it, buzz it, it's easy does it, stay loose, boy.
West Side Story?
Those are called
nice.
Broners.
I told you, we do music.
When you're a jet, you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
We've sung Music Man on this show.
Literally just gayer than I am.
I love me some Music Man.
Yeah.
First of all, West Side Story is the least gay of all musicals.
Is it?
Have you ever heard Tonight
Tonight? It's about
tonight?
A guy and a girl that want to bang. There's two gangs. Knife fight.
I'm going to just blow your mind a
I've
little bit
I've heard Dave's
here.
Been in a sword fight, but it was completely different than that night.
Heard? That's not a rumor. That's just the truth.
Dude, he told me that in episode 2.
Seriously. West Side Story is Romeo and Juliet, which was in fact written by a homo. So you cannot tell me that that show is
not
gay.
Shakespeare was not a homo. He was bisexual. How many times do we have to have this discussion?
No, no. I know a chick that banged Shakespeare, so he's clearly not gay.
Sorry.
She's clearly drunk.
I was in Stratford-upon-Avon like 15 years ago, and I met this chick, and she was like, oh yeah, Shakespeare, huge cack. So just saying.
Huge cack.
You're right. Yeah, she did. She called him Willie Shakes. Apparently that's what all the ladies do.
Well, I'm going to bang Willie Shakes. This would be great. Here's what I'm saying. Word.
She was clearly high enough on ecstasy to believe anybody was William Shakespeare.
They didn't have
point.
Ecstasy in the fucking Shakespearean
yeah, but
times.
If he met her a couple of years ago.
Well played, clerk.
Where the fuck did our can go?
I don't know.
I was going to read
Dave
off of the can, but I think Jason left with it. So, sponsor spotlight. We're drinking the Wild Sour. This is the Plum Sour Stout.
This is fucking sour.
I believe
shit.
It's the highest ABV of any of the sour line.
What is it? Like 6?
Close.
6.5? Because the red's pretty high.
The red is, yeah, the Flanders red is pretty high.
Could you make more like Sour Patch Kids?
This is one of my favorites of theirs, honestly.
Because it's a heavy...
Well, because it's got some maltiness with the sour, something to balance.
This isn't going
to
give you
heartburn. Because like the Berlin, the counterclockwise, that's the thing. I drank 6 counterclockwise one night, and that was one of the worst decisions I ever made. Not saying it's a bad beer, like 1 or 2.
It's a bad decision.
Six.
Oh yeah,
it's
yeah,
a bad decision.
Dave's getting the
get
molar.
I am literally getting.
I'm like,
Dave's getting the molar shocks right now.
I am literally getting warhead pain.
No. Okay.
Right now.
But listen, if you don't drink sour beer,
I'm not a sour beer person.
Well, and
so
if
that's
you don't
why.
Drink sour beer, which I didn't. I'm not saying I'm some big sour head guy, but like having had a lot of sours, once you have something like this, you appreciate it because it's like. It's
I can
balanced.
Appreciate
it's not
a
super
sour.
Solid
I can.
Or super sour, but it's you know it's got a little like the malty kind of sweetness to balance it out, as opposed to like if we had a counterclockwise here.
Oh yeah.
Your asshole would pucker, and I know that's not easy for you to do.
No, it's not.
Hey Blake.
So
Blake, after we're done with the show, I'm gonna give him a syncopathic, and his husband's gonna be mad at me because he's gonna have lockjaw for a week.
Nah, girl.
No, you will. I've had that. You will.
I compare it to eating a bag of those dill, like the salt and vinegar chips.
Oh, dude, that almost every
and
day.
I hate
Dave,
salt
you
and vinegar
hear,
chips.
Dave would do well. I got a buddy who's got a dick so big that one time a girl said it hurt her mouth to
That's
give
cute.
Oral sex. She couldn't even keep
I
it
I made
up
a girl cry.
I swear to God. There's That's... another. He told me another time a girl saw his dick and she just like started laughing at it and he was like, "What?"
She's all right,
like,
Blake.
It's so big.
I'm just gonna put this out there. All right, not including my current husband. Of the last 6 people that I have dated, all of them were black. One was Nubian. So please,
what's
don't...
a Nubian?
Kevin Smith.
Thank you.
Hey,
drinking game. It's
you
important.
Can't.
Sorry,
scare me
I'm
with
not trying
size.
To. Okay. All right.
Now, more importantly, hold on.
I'm
going
to let my friend know. I mean, he's into chicks, but I'll tell him I know a guy you can't scare with your dick size.
I don't have a gag reflex
anymore. We'll see where it goes.
Oh, God. He really doesn't.
I have not.
Are you talking about your asshole or your
no? His mouth. He really doesn't.
I have. Literally...
I'm ashamed that I know this, but I know this.
Prove it.
I'm just. Oh,
God. Oh, he's putting the glasses down his mouth.
Oh God, what is happening? Brewmaster Brian is like, oh God. He's like,
somebody, low blow,
somebody say wrap it up. He's like, somebody just say wrap it up, so hey, I can get the fuck out of here.
You know what? Why don't we do our picks of the week?
Yeah, that's gonna be an easy no brainer for me.
You think so?
I'll go ahead and start it.
Okay,
off.
Go for it.
It's the what was the name of it again? The 2016, the Barrel Age Imperial Brown Porter. That was like
that's your favorite. Okay, Brian,
fucking knock my socks off.
I know I'm asking a lot of you to pick when half the beers half the beers are yours, so it's like you have to do a Sophie's choice.
Brian's like that Radler. I didn't even get to taste it, but just from the description,
I'm so disappointed to get to taste
cucumber.
It.
So everything you can think of, it's exactly what
okay,
it was.
Okay, Adam, when we come back here in a year, maybe Brian will have made a barrel-aged cucumber stout.
Look, if it's anything like the last one, it's at least 6 months.
Okay.
You got 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Surprise.
Get on it. Brian, so what would you pick?
I like the Pipeworks. I really think that's a really nice Berliner style. It's not so tart that I needed a Zantac.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I liked about it a lot, too.
And I dig the herbal tea kind of character. So anytime you can take things that don't seem like they should work together and make them work together, I can always appreciate that.
Yeah, put the chocolate and the peanut butter together.
Yeah.
You got his chocolate and my peanut butter.
Yeah. Adam?
Dave, go first.
Oh, Dave, your pick.
I'm still trying to decide.
The 2016 is my favorite.
The brown?
Yes, absolutely.
The brown.
He loves the brown.
I do love the brown, but it is also, it's got a little bit of, it literally to me tasted like straight Ghirardelli dark chocolate. And that's really I like in a stout. I like that dark chocolate.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Slightly bitter, still nice
and
sweet.
Now, would that come from the brown malt, Brian? Would that kind of give some of that chocolatey?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you want to stick around for Low Blow? We can have plenty of conversation. Just bring more beer.
So that I was all
about. Torn between three, believe it or not.
Three
out of five?
And I have my reasons for all of them. I have to be complicated. A tie for first will be the 2016 and the penis beer. But
Penumbra. Surprisingly, Dave did not pick the penis beer.
I associate beers with experiences and flavors and moments in my life. Like, because... That's if I'm drinking a really, really good beer, it's an important moment for me. That's just because I'm again, poor as fuck. So it's either one of these two. But in a close third is the...
Clown Shoes.
No, it's what's the one that has all the flowery shit?
This one.
The Holloway.
I really, really enjoy it because, again, it reminds me of summer. And summer is usually my favorite time to spend in the city.
Yeah. With rats and alleys.
Again, you're on the rat thing. There's cats in my alley.
You said there were alley rats.
There's alley cats that eat the alley rats.
You said alley rats. You can't go back on it.
Alley rats. All right. But, again, I can find a reason for all three of these beers in three completely different scenarios. And for me, that's what beer is about, the moment. So I'm going to take all three of these.
Okay. My pick, the Ex Post Facto.
Who asked you?
I did.
No one.
I did. That was the barrel-aged stout with the blueberries, because I like blueberries.
Blueberries!
And it does come through really nicely, which is great.
And it's got blue wax. Who doesn't
Can't
like
go
that?
Wrong.
So,
and it looks like spider legs.
Pull out a blueberry fucking vape.
There you go. All right, well, this concludes our first episode of Drunken Lullabies tonight.
I can't even wait. What do you have in store for the second
one? Oh, it's going to be worse than this.
Oh, shit.
Messy God.
Yeah.
Dave will already be gone.
Yeah. I will be gone.
Yeah.
No, it's a time.
I will be here, but
you'll
I will
be able to taste test some of the stuff. You'll
be
on
mic. I will taste and observe.
He's been on Grindr all night, so we know he's got some meetups. Oh, sorry, Scruff.
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 I can't get laid to
say
that.
Hey, I will say, though, that Dave is wearing a fucking awesome Zelda Triforce shirt, and I'm into that.
This is actually getting tattooed on my forearm next
week. Nice.
He's been saying that for years.
No, we're going up to Kenosha next week.
Fucking high five.
The Kickers? The Kenosha Kickers?
Yes, them. I have no idea what
you're
talking
about.
Also
home of Carthage.
Yeah.
Yes, home of Carthage, where my husband is from. A buddy of his.
Wait, you actually are married?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they were fucking around when they said husband.
No, he's dead fucking serious. No,
well, you're talking about like the last six dudes you were with and all this shit.
It's like the Heather podcast.
I've been with Shane for 7.5 years. We've been legally married for about 1.5 years. We haven't done our, like,
we were
big
talking about, like, the
ceremony.
Nubians and the... I thought you met, all of them, like, the last, like, year or something.
I'm 32. I've done a lot.
Yeah.
It's not like you're old.
We're old as fuck.
But I started fucking when I was...
I turned 31 in, like, 2 days.
I started fucking when I was 14.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
All right. I started fucking when I was 14.
Let's go eat cake.
I've got some experience.
All right.
Yes.
We're going
to
go eat cake.
We have to prep for our own show.
So, thank you, Adam.
Pleasure.
Dave, seriously, always.
Thank you.
I love being on.
Low Blow Podcast. Check it out because
we'll be on in an hour.
Yeah, or less. Show next.
We're live streaming this shit, bitches.
Yes, we doing it live.
Brewmaster Brian, thank you for bringing some delicious white oak goodness.
Yeah, thank you, Brian.
And for sitting in
yet again.
I mean,
I've had some white oak, but I had the one. What's the one with like Thor or Odin or something on it?
Res Ipsa Loquitur.
Yeah, dude, that shit was fucking.
Whenever you are in the city proper.
I
look
love
me
that.
The fuck up.
Yeah, Adam wants to get your right. beers in Chicago.
Well, I do. I really
hold on,
do.
Real quick before we're off, what is that officially on that one, though?
Adam just wants
the,
to get your beard on his
the race
Loquitur,
which is awesome that you guys use Latin, which mouth. Who's yeah. like the big Latin dude? Because I took 4 years of Latin.
It's things that I heard in law school, sitting in the back of law school class.
Wait, are you a lawyer?
No.
No. He just makes
beer. I work at a brewery. The things that I...
He's a fucking law student.
But do you have a law degree?
Yeah.
You're JD.
Dude, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so...
You passed the bar.
Way to throw away a career.
Sat in the back of law school hating it and listening to things like Res Ipsa Loquitur. Things speaks for itself is what it means. I'm like, that's going to be a badass beer name someday.
That is
an awesome beer name.
And so we...
So who is that officially on the label?
It's Jupiter.
It is
Jupiter.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do we get a
Jupiter
on
Thor is perfect. We need Atlas for our long distance stuff.
We're going to get
wait, do you see the submarines with Polaris?
We'll see.
That was the intro to Pete and Pete, and and you didn't know that.
No,
I'm amazed.
I knew that,
dude.
There's never Simber. Pete and Pete. There needs to be a Pete and Pete podcast.
Did you
see?
Did you know what I was doing?
Hey, Beermansky.
What? Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Nice.
What was that? Some kind of shot at me?
I just said no. I said thank you for joining us. We have to get out of here because the Low Blow guys need to go, and I need to pee.
Yeah,
it's
bad. I'm glad cigarette. You said it because I want to piss so bad. All right,
so until next week.
Cross the streams.
We're 12 hours from now.
May your music be loud and your beers be cold.
Are you muting me?
Yeah, I muted you. I muted you because we're done.
Us. It's bullshit.
This is shit.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production. Produced by Dustin Wyckoff. Executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.